We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, spontaneous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Salgun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón and localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. and then Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos. Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khurtur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 45 million euros for three Central African nations. In sustainable energy news, India is developing solar spinning wheels. In animal news, a Puerto Rican researcher reports that dolphin groups find a common language. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 17th, esteemed pioneering American physician Dr. James McCoon Smith is remembered. Born in New York in 1813, he passed away on this day in 1865. Dr. Smith received a medical degree at the University of Glasgow in Scotland in 1837. He was the first African American to be a practicing physician in the USA, as well as own and operate a pharmacy. During his 25-year career, Dr. Smith served at an orphanage in New York and assisted the disadvantaged of the city. Also a dedicated human rights activist, he wrote many articles for a local publication on the topic. May Dr. James McCoon Smith's commitment to improving the lives of his brethren serve as an inspiration for individuals of various races, cultures, and faiths.
Fly-in news. Snowstorm disrupts travel in US Midwest. Following unusually warm weather in the region, parts of the upper Midwest were hit by a storm that brought heavy snow to some areas. Two people lost their lives in a traffic-related incident in Wisconsin, while the Minnesota State Patrol reported that police responded to over 400 automobile accidents and some cars in the state of Iowa were abandoned in the snow. Nearly 12 inches of snow covered the Twin Cities region of Minneapolis and St. Paul in Minnesota, with power crews working around the clock to restore electricity to thousands of customers. Fortunately, the snow melted quickly in most places due to the warm conditions preceding the storm. Our appreciation all police, power crews, and other personnel working to assist Midwestern travelers and residents. We send our sympathies for the loss of loved ones as we pray for the minimizing of such weather extremes through humanity's kinder ways.
Fires ignite in Georgian forests. The nation's officials reported on Monday, November 15th, that fires have been burning across at least 100 hectares over four consecutive days. Although the total area ablaze is yet unconfirmed due to the fire's remote locations, it has been said to mainly affect regions in the provinces of Kakheti, Michelda Mcheneti, and Imereti, including the Tbilisi National Park. The Environment and Natural Resources Ministry, the Emergency Management Department, along with regional fire services and local residents, aided by helicopters, have been working to contain and extinguish the flames.
Thankfully, no towns in the region were reported to be in danger from the fires. Our deep thanks to all Georgian agencies and individuals for your tireless efforts to ensure safety in the region. May such potential dangers subside as we join in more considerate stewardship to protect both human and animal co-inhabitants on our shared planetary abode. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Medals for sporting excellence bestowed at 16th Asian Games. Following a spectacular start of the games in Guangzhou, China, Macau martial artist Jia Rui made history on Sunday, November 14th, when he won his nation's first ever Asian Games gold in the Daoshu Guanshu all-round format. Meanwhile, China's Li Ping became the first at the Games to set a new world record, both in the women's 53-kilogram weightlifting event as she raised 103 kilograms and a total world record in lifting 230 kilograms altogether.
Such unsurpassed accomplishments continued on Monday as South Korean cyclists Jang Sun-jae, Hwang In-hyuk, Cho Ho-sung, and Park Son-ho set a new Asian record in the men's quartet team pursuit round one, with Jang Sun-jae also setting a new fastest Asian time in the men's individual pursuit qualifying event, in which he went on to secure a gold on Sunday. In the men's all-round gymnastics, Chinese Tang Haibin and Lu Bo led the competition with a 1-2 win as Japan's Hisashi Mizutori was bestowed a bronze. In the pool, Japanese Ryo Tateshi claimed gold as Kazakhstan's Vladislav Polyakov took silver in the 100-meter breaststroke.
Congratulations, all athlete winners and talented participants, as we send our appreciation to the Asian Games organizers and officials. Blessed be this wonderful event in promoting good sportsmanship, health, and friendship amongst athletes and spectators alike.
UN Secretary General calls for healthier lifestyles on World Diabetes Day. In marking the annual commemoration on November 14th, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon asked that leaders and citizens across the globe help raise awareness for making the necessary diet and lifestyle changes to reduce incidence of this preventable disease. He stated, governments must do everything possible to close all gaps so people with diabetes can recover and avoid the damage to their heart, blood vessels, eyes, kidneys, and nerves that is caused by their disease. On World Diabetes Day, let us all do our part to control the disease and ensure that people who have it receive the care and treatment they need.
With 220 million people affected by diabetes worldwide and more than 1.1 million fatalities estimated annually, the World Health Organization, or WHO, has said that no country remains unaffected and has said that the yearly fatalities could double by 2030. WHO Director General for Non-Communicable Diseases and Mental Health, Alla Alwan, suggested such low-cost daily measures as a healthy diet, regular physical activity, and avoidance of tobacco and alcohol, all of which can minimize symptoms and delay or even avoid onset of the disease.
Secretary General Ban and Director General Alwan, thank you for your encouragement to all governments and individuals for the improvement of public health. Let us all join in preventive efforts that include the switch to a diet rich in restorative fruits and veggies for optimal vitality and well-being.
China's Vice President visits Singapore, arriving Sunday, November 14th for his first state visit and to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the two countries' diplomatic ties. Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping met with Singaporean leaders, including Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. The leaders witnessed the signing of an agreement to establish a research institute in Suzhou, China, that will be operated by the National University of Singapore, or NUS, which will conduct business training programs as part of a larger effort to enhance their country's collaboration. Other agreements reached included one for cultural cooperation and museum exchange, as well as an accord made for further educational collaboration between China's Nanyang Technological University and Singapore's Tianjin Eco-City. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, on your cordial meetings and fruitful agreements. May your continued neighborly relations bring abundance and harmonious upliftment for the people of both your nations.
President-elect Alpha Conde wins the vote in Guinea. In the nation's first democratically held elections, Alpha Conde was declared president after winning 52.5% of the vote. Born in Upper Guinea, the statesman studied in France, where he earned degrees in economics, law, and sociology, eventually teaching at the prestigious Sorbonne University in Paris. Addressing the nation after his win was declared, President-elect Condé stated that he wishes to be a leader of reconciliation, as he said, "The time has come to reach out in a spirit of brotherhood." Our respectful congratulations on your new post, President Conde. May your leadership be graced in serving the highest goals of peace and prosperity for the gentle-hearted Guinean people.
New high-speed train planned for U.S. East Coast. Governor David Paterson of New York, USA, was joined by Governor-elect Andrew Cuomo in hosting a recent two-day symposium on high-speed rails. Among the recommendations was a project that would bring super-fast electric trains to the U.S. East Coast, with service from Boston, Massachusetts to Washington, D.C. Running at speeds of 355 kilometers per hour, the trips would take only 3 hours and 23 minutes, compared to the current 6.5. Rail advocates at the New York conference spoke of a 17,000-mile network linking cities throughout the nation with similar high-speed trains. What exciting news! May such improved transportation soon become a reality to benefit both people and the environment.
Survivors from capsized ship return to Shanghai. Following the disappearance of the Panamanian registered ship Nasco Diamondo last Thursday, November 11th, the Japanese Coast Guard and Formosan or Taiwanese patrol boats were immediately dispatched on a search. They successfully rescued four sailors, with one person found who had perished and 20 still missing. Crew members indicated the ship had begun to capsize after a storage area started taking in water. The Japanese Coast Guard continued search operations for 5 days, and although one of the survivors later lost his life, the other three returned to China after being treated in a Japanese hospital and were said to be in stable condition. We express our sincere thanks to the Japanese Coast Guard and Formosan patrol boats for your efforts in rescuing the sailors. It saddens us deeply to know of the crew members lost, as we pray for the health and recovery of those rescued and wish them warm reunions in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Livestock sector imperiling the planet. Ecological economists at Dalhousie University in Canada have undertaken one of the most holistic analyses to date on the effect of dietary choices on the environment. Looking at changes forecast through 2050, they found that anticipated growth in the livestock industry was expected to make the eco-impact significantly worse. During a phone interview with Supreme Master Television, lead author Dr. Nathan Pelletier explained some of the findings of the report.
The livestock sector, at a global scale, is thought to count among the top two or three contributors to almost every critical environmental problem. You know, so clearly there are some environmental sustainability concerns associated with this sector.
While most research on the environmental impact of dietary patterns has focused on greenhouse gas emissions, Dr. Pelletier and colleague Dr. Peter Tiedmes evaluated a combination of greenhouse gases, biomass appropriations, and reactive nitrogen. Biomass appropriations indicate the amount of plant matter grown to feed livestock, while reactive nitrogen is a relatively new area of study. Nitrogen is essential for the growth of crops. However, current levels of nitrogen released from manure and fertilizers, most of which is used to grow crops for livestock, are causing significant amounts of reactive compounds, such as ammonia, to enter the environment. The release of these compounds leads to acid rain, oceanic dead zones, and nitrous oxide, a greenhouse gas 296 times more potent than CO2. Because the livestock sector was found to account for 60% biomass appropriation, as well as 63% of reactive nitrogen, Drs. Pelletier and Tiedmes have suggested a reduction in meat consumption, saying that emphasizing plant-based foods would be the best way to minimize adverse environmental effects.
For a scenario where human protein needs are met entirely through the production of soy protein, the impact in 2050 would be roughly 1% of the impact of satisfying humanity's protein needs entirely through the production of livestock.
Dr. Pelletier, Dr. Tiedmes, and colleagues at Dalhousie University, we appreciate your insightful findings on the significance of our consumption patterns to the welfare of the planet. May humanity quickly heed such findings and adopt the sustainable vegan lifestyle to preserve our beautiful planet for generations to come.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long emphasized elimination of the livestock industry as a primary action to safeguard our Earth, as during an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia.
Without any more meat or dairy consumption, the livestock industry would shut down. Without the mad breeding of cows, pigs, sheep, chickens, and other animals, and fishing, and without the need to constantly grow crops to feed them, we would eliminate the biggest, most urgent problems of the environment, not just carbon dioxide, but also methane, nitrous oxide, black carbon from burning down the trees for the livestock, and also toxic gases like hydrogen sulfide. The livestock sector is the number one source of nitrous oxide emissions, and it is almost 300 times more heat-trapping than the CO2 over a 100-year period. Now, methane and black carbon are what scientists call short-lived gases, meaning although they are very potent climate warmers, they dissipate and exit the atmosphere very quickly. We have to accept this organic vegan solution as the one and only to save our planet right now.
Save our planet. Environmental organization Greenpeace calls on New Zealand to support Australia and other Pacific Island nations in closing regions of international waters to all fishing for the preservation of tuna and marine ecosystems.
Save our planet. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera affirms the importance of immediate steps to curb climate change, along with his country's commitment to plentiful and sustainable energy sources such as solar, wind, and geothermal energy.
Warning news. Following the recall of some half a billion eggs in August due to bacterial infection by the potentially lethal Salmonella, a facility in Ohio, USA is found to have the same bacterial infection, resulting in the recall of an additional 288,000 eggs.
Stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I eat the vegan way, only cruelty-free foods. I have an animal companion care tip to share on exercising. When going on a daily walk with your energetic canine companion, it's a good idea to modify the pace, duration, and frequency based upon the breed or physique. For example, a very young or very old friend might do best with short walks, multiple times a day. For others, longer walks of at least 15 to 20 minutes are beneficial. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, the European Union donates 45 million euros for three Central African nations. Rwanda, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo will receive the funding for road repair in the Great Lakes region and for the energy sector. Deputy Executive Secretary of the Economic Community of the Great Lakes Countries, Ms. Lillian Gashumba, and European Development Commissioner, the Honourable Andries Piebalgs, signed the agreement for the financing. Our sincere appreciation, European Union, and heaven's blessings for your generous support of the Great Lakes region. May Rwanda, Burundi, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo derive many outstanding benefits from your kind assistance.
In sustainable energy news, India is developing solar spinning wheels. The Khadi and Village Industries Commission has created a model of the eco-friendly wheel, which is called a charkha. The solar addition will provide the opportunity for spinners to more than double their present wages. The hand-spun and woven cloth called khadi will be promoted in India and abroad as green cloth. Congratulations, Khadi and Village Industries Commission, on your eco-conscious project. May earth-loving endeavors such as this one, combined with the low-emissions plant-based diet, be embraced in every corner of our precious globe. Up next, a noteworthy news. Dolphins change the duration and frequency of their calls when two species socialize. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back. More lucky news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illuminating news for an enlightened world. In animal news, a Puerto Rican scientist reports that dolphin groups find a common language. The bottlenose and Guyana dolphins each have their own unique sounds and calls with which they communicate. However, according to research by biologist Dr. Laura May Collado from the University of Puerto Rico, when the two species socialize, their vocalizations change. At this time, the duration and frequency of their calls are in the middle range between that of each species. Our thankfulness, Dr. Laura May Collado, for your fascinating discovery. May we live in respect and goodwill with the harmonious and well-wishing cetaceans for many centuries to come.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Danish entitled Job Application.
Hvorfor vil du søge om dette her arbejde? Hvad forventer du af din fremtid her? Ansøgeren svarede, fordi du har en højere timeløn, så er det min forventning for fremtiden at få en endnu højere timeløn.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
无上师电视台好, 感谢柜台大力提倡素食主义, 努力拯救地球, 对此我十分赞同, 为柜台和青海无上师的壮举, 鼓掌喝彩, 我已经吃纯素了, 在青海师父智慧之语的教导下, 每天生活越来越和平美好, 感谢青海无上师所做的一切, 让世人充分认识到素食的利益, 尽早转而吃素, 经常观看柜台节目的另一个好处就是, 如今我看动物如好朋友一般, 期盼柜台在青海无上师的引领下, 继续播出更多更好的节目, 让全世界的人及时觉醒, 改采纯素, 缔造人与动物和平共处的黄金时代, 中国北京, 真。
Elevated Jin, it is wonderful to hear that you have transitioned to the earth-protecting vegan diet. We are also deeply thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai's guiding light and total devotion to help the world turn to a golden age of love between all beings. We pray that time very soon arrives. May heaven's light shine on you and all the spiritual people of China.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with inner peace and radiant joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos is honored by the Association of African National Olympic Committees, or ANOCA, for his contributions to the development of sports across the continent, especially the 2010 African National Football Championship.
Azerbaijani Foreign Minister Elmar Mamedyarov meets with Iraqi Minister of Trade Safar al-Din Mohammed al-Safi to foster Azerbaijani-Iraqi relations and further the country's cooperative efforts in economy, trade and science.
The French government raises the price of cigarettes 6% in an effort to curb smoking and protect public health.
South African Ula Gileon launches a petition on the Care2 site at care2.com to stop a type of lion hunting where the animal is trapped in an enclosed area, with more than 15,000 people globally who have signed.
Just released footage shows members of the Yinez, a previously unknown nomadic indigenous group living in southeast Peru's Cugapacori Nanhuananti Preservation Reserve of the Amazon Rainforest.
To assist those with special needs during the Hajj pilgrimage, Saudi Arabia provides 124 small electric vehicles for more convenient transportation.
The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, informs G20 summit officials of the unnecessary harm caused by using live goldfish to test water purity, offering alternative methods that can more reliably determine water safety, cruelty-free.
Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev announces the decision to establish embassies in South Africa, Brazil, Iraq, and OLAC to further their country's diplomatic ties.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad approves a one-time 50% tax-exempt bonus on monthly salaries and wages for all state employees working inside and outside of the country to help increase their living standards.
To enhance cooperation between Egypt and Sudan, the Egyptian government donates $27.5 million to assist villages in southern Sudan with electricity power stations.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.